Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
We might have a criminal on the show.
Oh, no.
Scotty, the body's in trouble with the law.
Okay.
What happened last week, Scott?
Okay. Last week, I was coming to the show to make sure that we're flowing nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And on 275, I was going westbound, and there was an undercover cop.
Uh-oh.
And next thing you know, he's behind me, lights go up, and I'm pulled over on the side of the road, a speeding ticket.
Ooh.
Now, how fast were you going, and what was the speed limit?
Okay. This is where it gets tricky.
Oh.
I was going to put it out there, and if you're driving on 275, you know it.
Okay,
I was going, and this is the actual speed I was going. I was going 74. It's a 55. However,
okay,
I got marked down for a 69. But that's still a hefty ticket, and I didn't get away with just a warning.
Oh.
And so it's a $203 ticket.
Oh, dang.
Now, this is for someone who, let's keep in mind, just graduated from USF
last
week.
It was like the day of. It was like either the day before or the day of. And I was like, I was about to be like, oh, but I'm about to graduate. I just said, you know what? I know I was in the wrong.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Still gave me a ticket. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to pay this. I have a right.
Hey, oh, welcome to the real world, buddy.
Oh, dear.
As an American citizen, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this thing, and I kind of want to go to court with it and fight the law.
Oh, fight the man.
Okay, now what's going to be your reasoning to try to get out of this? Because they have you clocked going over the speed limit, and he even helped you out by lowering your speed.
I have a couple different methods. One.
I'm glad you put so much thought into that.
Well, the officer was really nice, and he kind of was like, hey, like, you know, I don't show up to these things.
Mm.
So I was like, whoa, wait. I think that means if you go to court and the cop doesn't show up, you get off. The ticket's dismissed.
True.
After some research this morning, it looks like that's the case.
He said he doesn't show up.
I think he kind of hinted like he's like, I don't really go to these things. So I'm like, whoa, did you say that like under your breath? Like, can I go to court and win this? But also, let me just say, that speed limit needs to increase on that road or else we needed to just give tickets to everyone. Because if I was to take the average speed of every driver, it would probably be around 77 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was flowing with traffic. If I would have been any slower, I could have probably been in an accident because somebody would have came up behind me and hit me.
I don't know why. Why is it 55 on that stretch?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming people that make a lot more money and are a lot smarter than we are, there's a reason why that is that way.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know, but here's what I'm concerned about is that you're like, you have this grand plan of I'm going to go and he's not going to show up. But what if he said that just to trick you into going? And so then there's actual like a proceedings and then you get points on your tickets and all of a sudden you can't drive.
Well, that's a day out of work.
I get a couple little tips here from the websites I've researched.
The websites. Okay.
So if I go ahead and postpone the court date a couple times and maybe put it closer to a vacation or summer dates, he's less likely to show up according to the internet.
The internet.
But if anything, I'm just guilty and I have to pay it. And I have to do driving school. But
you don't have to pay more?
I don't.
The court costs or anything?
Think so. It might have said I have to pay $500 on my ticket if I do that. But if anybody's ever fought a speeding ticket and won, like, I need to know any advice on if this is a legit thing because I don't have that money.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, it's so hard. Like, you're like, what? This might as well be $1 million.
That's what I feel.
Yeah.
877-999-1015. How did you get out of a speeding ticket? All right. Holly, what's trending in Tampa Bay?
Oh, we have a Tampa Bay train wreck.
Is it Scotty the Body right now? Because that's what I feel like is about to happen.
No, although you never know. no. No. This is, I wasn't even going to do a Tampa Bay train wreck today because we did one at this time yesterday, but it's too good. Last week, we heard of a woman who was trying to shoplift. Do you remember this? Sub sandwiches and Lunchables in her yoga pants? Well, she has been bested by a woman smuggling something else, but alive in her yoga pants.
What?
What was it? Find out at 7:30.
Hot 101.5. Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.